Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Grab a day and let's all dance. Heat it up with just a little romance. Grab a friend and just come along. Sing along on this bluesy song.
Thank you. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Today we have a very special guest from St. Louis. Her name is Robin Reese. Before we get to that, I'm going to recognize the music that was just played on this lovely radio station. You heard Orville Byrd with The Earth. He's recognizing the ground and the energy and all of that and how we need to respect Mother Earth because it's the planet that we live on. Then you heard a commercial brought to you by Reverend B, who has a book out with Crystal Healing and Crystal Knowledge. She runs Greater Good Ministry Radio. Shout out to Reverend B. She's worked really hard to put this radio station together. I have actually been on the air with GGM Radio for about 5 years, which is really cool. So shout out to Reverend B. Then you heard Bethany Caudill singing Sing Along on a Bluesy Song, which is a song that she wrote at midnight, which was really cool. And we're kind of promoting her music a little bit. And we filmed that actual music video in St. Louis, downtown at Blueberry Hill. And you can check that out on YouTube at Mind With Teeth and just type in Sing Along on This Bluesy Song and then put in Mind With Teeth, Bethany Caudill, C-A-U-D-I-L-L, and check that out. It's a really cool video. I'm even actually in one of those that's on there. And she's also on iTunes, too, so you can check that out as well. Then you heard Celine Dion's song, I'm Alive, which I think that's really appropriate because we're all happy to be alive and breathing and just, you know, excited today. So moving right along to our guest. Our guest is from St. Louis. I met her in an herbal store one day, and she just radiated this fabulous energy. She's a healer, an artist, a painter, a helper. She helps encourage women. She's got so much knowledge that she's probably got a lot to share today. So if you want to call into our lovely switchboard today, you can at 347-237-5339. We also have some people in the chat room. Shout out to you guys, too. And again, that's 347-237-5339. You can find Robin on Facebook, Robin Reese, R-E-E-S-E. You can also find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell, with one L. Now I'm going to bring Robin live to our show, and we're going to talk a little bit more. Welcome to the show, Robin. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you.
I am very happy to talk with you today. I thought about it yesterday. Actually, there were several times it came to mind when I've been very, very busy since I talked to you last. I had to come home to Mississippi and at the last minute, and I had a lot of time to think because coming down is a long trip, and it was filled with adventure and quiet and peace and great music, and I wondered, you know, how the divine was going to open up my world when I came down here and just watch things evolve. And I've met with old friends. I've had a lot of really lovely, wonderful time with my mother, healing time. And, you know, I'm at that age, and there might be people listening that are at that age when their parents start to go through different physical challenges. And it's a very humbling experience for our parents, and I can speak more specifically, you know, for my mother. She's an amazing woman. She has 3 medical degrees and was involved in the military, and just a very, very prolific with her life and very
wow.
independent, and my hero. And she's a neurologist, a pediatrician, and a psychiatrist. And oddly enough, one of my girlfriends, we talk about it from time to time, but I was home, and she comes, breezes in, and she says, well, here, honey, here's a CD you might be interested in. And I was like, oh, Mama, what is it? And she goes, well, just put it in. She just tells me things, like, at the last minute, but she was on the SWAT team on the Gulf Coast for a while. And I just thought, nothing surprises me about her. She's gone all over the world and worked. and she specializes in PTSD for special ops and people in trauma and just, you know, where the spirit leads her. But she's retired now, but she's used to her life dynamic. And I think sometimes when our people around us, not just our parents, but when they go through something, we forget that they have patterns of living, patterns of thinking, patterns of doing. And the dynamic of my relationship is I've always been her daughter, and she was my mother. And I had this wonderful moment where she needed help. She'd had a stroke, and she's doing well, very well, as a matter of fact. But I was bathing her, and it was the most precious, dear moment of just love, just, you know, looking after her and having some much-needed quiet time and stillness. And my whole trip down here has been filled with that. I've had an opportunity to just be in the most beautiful places. Right now, I am on the back, in the back area, the back bay by a river called the Chuticabuff River, and I'm at a girlfriend of mine's house, and it's just gorgeous, gorgeous home, and with just rambling southern gardens and cobblestone and banana trees and fountain, and it just, it goes on, and it, you can walk right down to the river, and when I'm down here, she lets me kayak, and she just, her life is, you know, she's a hard worker, but she also plays hard too. And that's kind of in a line with what I'm wanting to share today, is having that balance, because I have been, you know, putting the hammer down pretty hard for a while since last August, actually last year, last August. And there's just a lot of work that's going on, and a lot of healing that's happening in St. Louis and everywhere. And a lot of people's patterns are coming up right now to heal and coming up right now to clear. And so a lot of people I'm speaking with, I'm noticing that I'm hearing them say, golly, I'm feeling so overwhelmed. I feel like I've opened up all my closets and all the boxes have fallen out and landed on me, and all these things that were so neatly packed away and work through, they're back. And I'm like, well, they're back for a reason. And there's many different ideologies as to why this is happening, from, hey, you know what, according to people that prescribe and follow the planets and things that are going on, you know, we are in, it seems as though all of the planets are in some form of retrograde. And what that translates to, and I was fascinated when I learned this, is that everything, hold on just a second. My girlfriend's in the other room, and I think she's listening to the radio show because I hear some feedback.
I think she is too.
Hold on just a second. Stacy, move to the back of the house. I love you. She did. She's making coffee cake. And making me coffee.
Ah.
Anyway, I know. I mean, this is my life.
Very nice.
And so anyway, no, just move to the back of the house. You don't have to turn it off. Anyway, this is the beauty of the internet, isn't it? So anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I was, you know, listening to ideas about, you know, why this is happening. And one of them is that, quote, you know, all the planets are in retrograde, and people have heard, well, you know, Mercury is in retrograde. And I remember when I first started hearing that, I'm thinking, Mercury, what is in what? And then I thought, well, all I know is it feels like when I first was going through this, that it seemed as though no locks would work in keys. My phone struggled to work. My computers suddenly got an attitude. And then I started processing through things that were associated with that, belief structures, feelings about, you know, oh, I'm having a bad day because this isn't working. And then it started to dawn upon me, well, you know, people of faith and spirit many times think well, comparatively to people that don't rely and lean into faith and spirit, that they're having a bad day because this, this, and this happened. Well, people of spirit and faith, really, when you think about it, a bad day is just being inconvenienced. It's just because we know that there's a purpose and a reason that things are kind of unfolding and revealing themselves to the way they are. And when doors don't unlock or relationship issues happen or you have physical pain in your body, you know, many times our culture has bred that we feel victimized and that, oh, look what's happening to me. And when I started working with bodies and energy and spirit, I started to recognize the difference between when your body is releasing pain and energy and belief structures, that you're going to feel some of the same manifestation as what it took to create it because it's leaving. And so I started to feel the subtle variations of, well, this isn't happening to me. It definitely is something leaving my body or my mind or my spirit. And so now when things happen, such as my mother having a stroke in the most unopportune time, I mean, can you believe that she did that? Bless her heart. And you know, there's no convenient time for life struggles and things. But I knew that there was a huge purpose, you know, that all of this was connected to many other things. And so on my drive down, I just spent some time in prayer and thought and music. And then I got to an area where, guess what? There was no internet connection. And I did not bring an atlas. I was relying completely on technology. Then my internet went out, my GPS went out, and I
was
lost. I wasn't just a little bit lost. I was a lot lost. And suddenly I'm heading towards Kentwood, Louisiana, Dallas. And I pulled over, and this wonderful police officer who had a Cajun lilt in his voice was just very, very kind and very helpful. And everywhere I went, people were just so gracious and kind. And some little convenience store in the middle of the night, and these two people were outside, and I got out of the car, and I had that wayward look of the lost. And they walked up to me, and they were like, "Honey, are you okay?" I said, "I'm lost. Where are you going?" And I told them. And they said, "Oh, you need a hug." And right there, I got a hug. And it was like a group hug. And I thought, yeah, I'm back. This is what I'm talking about. And I thought, this is why I needed to get a taste of the spirit of the people. And I think that because St. Louis has gone through such a hard time, there's been such a fear factor going on that people are scared to make eye contact. People are scared to say something that could be misconstrued. And I've witnessed this. And I just, going back to asking my body and my mind and my spirit, and I take a moment and I ask, anything unlike love, you can leave. And I ask God to, you know, help move that through me. And I literally, and take a moment, you know, whoever's listening, and get present with your body. Imagine you're a dog wagging your tail for a moment. And just feel your body. And just settle in. Whether you're walking or you're hurrying and there's all kinds of rushing going on. And that's me breathing. And just take a moment to do that. And then ask your body to let go anything unlike love. Because things are predominantly love-based or fear-based. And when we go to that place of love, that's where spirit is. And that's where truth is. And that's where healing is. And that's where being open to all possibilities have the opportunity to manifest and to become. And when we're in the fear place, all we see are all the reasons why something can't happen, or feel the pain in our bodies rise up, or the fear in our bodies rise up, or belief structures that have us convinced that something just cannot happen for us, or that we don't deserve something, or that whatever. So there I was, lost, and then I had internet connection to make contact with a human being, and then I was lost again. Well, I finally got where I was going, but I was going down this tiny little highway, 13, and it was like 1929 all over again. And I saw deer everywhere, and I had to slow way down. And then I thought, wow, this is like a wormhole. And it's like I've gone back in time. And it was beautiful, and the moon was out, and it was coming through the trees. And I thought, wow, I'm so lost. I am so not sure where I'm going to end up. I do not have any trust in my own understanding of where I'm going, but I know that all roads lead to where I need to be. And I finally had to let go of my sense of control, my sense of frustration, and also that, you know, my mother's in the hospital, and she's had a stroke, and she's scared, and she wants me there. And I had to trust and let go of that anxiety that I would get there at the appointed time, right when I needed to be there, and that the right people would be there in my stead. And so when I let that go, and I can still feel my body releasing when I talk about this, and when I let that go, I had a peace. And my eyes watered up, and then I felt a sense of joy. And so I arrived and immediately set to work and went through our paces to take care of business, of taking care of my mother. And I also knew that I had to take care of myself. And I am blessed by the most amazing friends and loved ones. And to those who have been texting and calling that I haven't been able to get back with, I love you, and I will get back with you. It's just I've had to triage the moment and be by my mother's side, or step away and be there for myself. And I know that they know that, and they understand that about me. And yesterday, I had this totally unexpected blessing. I had this opportunity to be in a home off of Gravelin Bay in Mississippi. And it's near Goshen, Mississippi. And I was in one of these completely southern, lovely, sprawling porches where people live on. They live there. They come in and out of their house, and they hang out there. And there's, you know, binoculars and telescopes, and the wind is coming. And it was being explained to me about the cycles of the wind and the time. And I was thinking about just how we're so jaded by going to this stop sign, getting out, finding a parking space, running into Trader Joe's, getting this, going through a drive-thru, running home to pay our bills, running over there. And suddenly I'm thinking, wow, I remember 10 years ago being here and having to rely on watching the sun through the sky and knowing, okay, I probably have about 2 or 3 more hours to get work done, and then I got to start heading back to safety. And watching a clock was not part of my process. And cell phones weren't part of the process either, because the towers were down. And many of us looked to our cell phones for our clocks. And so there I was on this gorgeous bay, and I'm feeling the wind. And there is a specific time when different winds come through. And this morning I checked in and I said, tell me about the winds. And there was a low, you know, ebbing away wind that was happening. And then there was a zephyr. And I'm thinking, a zephyr, I got to look that one up again. And so I was thinking about the cycles of life and just how natural it is that there are ebbs and there are flows. And when I stood there, I could just feel the certain wind, you know, come from the land out to sea, and then from the sea onto land, And it just comforted me to feel that cycle and to feel the groundedness and listen to the tide and listen to the waves. And it comforted me to know that we're right where we are, first of all, because we choose to be there. And also, there's usually some reason we're right where we are and to be present with that. And so I had this incredible luxury to be completely present. And I had a chance to do some work and some physical work, some energetic work, healing work. And I'm telling you, that's better than any adult beverage. It's better than any distraction. It puts you in such a grounded place of bliss that I was being healed. And I was able to go to that completely still point place where spirit resides in my body is in alignment with that. And I realized that, wow, this is the balance happening. You know, there was a lot of fear, some trauma, some concern, some, intense decisions and things. And now I'm doing the things I need to do for self-care. And even today, just being able to sleep in just a little longer. And for me, because I am who I am, beauty, natural beauty is important to me. It grounds me. It comforts me. It gives me ease. And so when I'm thinking about going back to St. Louis, and I know there's going to be an energetic shift when I get there, and there's going to be a little bit, what do they call it, Amanda, when the spaceship is coming in, not integrating, but the spaceship is coming in for landing back in to Earth's atmosphere. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the word offhand, but you can feel the changes happening. Like for me, when I go state to state, and I've gone state to state before, you can feel the difference between when you're in one state and when you shift into another. I don't care if you're flying and you go to different places or you're driving. I mean, you can feel it change. Like I can feel when I'm coming into St. Louis. I can feel when I'm going to Tennessee. You can feel when you're going to Florida. You can feel the different shifts that happen. And it's like it's a change. But, you know, what grounds you is the ground. When you go out and appreciate nature, you kind of come back to yourself. Whereas, you know, sometimes you're just going through the motions of everyday life and then you feel like you're just kind of flying around everywhere. So it sort of, you know, reels you back in is kind of what it reminds me of, you know, when you're getting ready to land.
Well, there's a specific word. And if anybody's listening, you can text me. Just say your first name and text me at 314-546-3066 if you know what word I'm talking about. I know when to ask for help. Anyway.
Exactly. I know what you're talking about, though.
But anyway, when I'm thinking about what part of where I am right now do I want to bring back with me, that I need to have that infusion within me, and I just am trusting my higher self to keep the energy that I need and keep the memories that I need and to just keep the process upfront and personal, because where I am is so comforting for me that I want to bring that with me. I want to bring it with me when I hug people, when I love on people. And I just, St. Louis, I think somebody did it. Isn't that somebody? Oh, no, I can't. I can't check that yet. But I am, you know, in a position where I'm able to meet a lot of different kinds of people in St. Louis that are doing various things, from activists, various kinds of activists, police and other first responders, and active and retired military. And I've seen some really beautiful healing going on. And I've also seen, people that really were holding on to bitterness and fear, and that really were trying to repel healing and were trying to make holding a certain space their mainstay. But that's an impossibility. It becomes more difficult because eventually it'll be like an energy cyst that will explode because it's everything is ebbing and flowing and growing and letting go. And when you hold space so concretely, whether it's with ideas or belief structures or emotions, it will build and compound because it's not sustainable. Because just like the wind that comes to the sea or comes from the sea or the waves or the way the sun and the moon flow or the way love flows, it's not sustainable to put such control on energy for healing or for processing. And that's the main thing, to be able to process, because everybody's had their feelings hurt from somebody they love or got upset, and then their body processes it, their thoughts, their feelings. And then, you know, they might think about it, but somehow the potency isn't so intense. Well, there are people that really hold on to that potency, that really need, that have a real need to need that anger or that whatever it is, because it's like, it's a real force. It's a force to be reckoned with. But it's exhausting. Yeah. And again, that word, it's unsustainable. And I've seen this, you know, in, I've seen it in different people that are doing activist work. I've seen it in the military. I've seen it. Guess what? I've seen it as a human being. Okay. And people have tried to pinpoint me on, you know, where do you stand? I stand with love. That's where I stand with this thing, with all this thing that's going on in St. Louis. I stand firmly and devoutly with love and healing and support. And, I'm not always real politically correct about it because I'm not going to buy in or drink anybody's Kool-Aid about it. Because if there is an agenda and it's not of love and healing and support, guess what? I'm not drinking it. I'm not going to buy into it because, one, that just doesn't work for me. I've tried that in life before, and it just, again, it creates anxiety and control issues, and it just doesn't work for me. And so I'm just kind of going into a place of just wanting to love the people in St. Louis and love some people through it that are going through a really hard time. Actually, it's not even two groups. There are so many different people dealing with this as there are groups of people dealing with this. And it's easy for people to think of the police and think of the activists, but there is so many different kinds of activism going on and so many belief structures about what's going on. And it's been a real education. I've listened to the Farrakhan talk. I've listened to Duray Mackeson talk. I've listened to Bassem Masri talk. I've listened to many, many, many other people on the other extreme talk about love and healing. And people who are other people that, you know, are in the police force that are trying to come about this with firm, strong love and also firm, strong boundary lines, as well as there are those that are processing their own traumas from being attacked, that have been assaulted, and that's going on too. In fact, I just read this morning about somebody else that was ambushed and shot, an officer. And, you know, I don't support that with any kind of, with anything. I don't support anybody being hurt or assaulted. And I've likened myself and my work to, during World War II, being the Red Cross ambulance that picks up the person who's German and the person who's Italian and the American and, you know, the English person and whoever, or the Japanese or whoever it was at that time. Because when people are in trauma, it doesn't matter if they're, quote, right or wrong, according to what you believe. And if you're doing any kind of therapeutic work, it's not about me. It's about them. And many times I can meet them where they are and not prescribe to what they believe, but I can be supportive, because when they are supported, they automatically are able to get closer to the opportunity of healing and evolving and letting go of ideas and thoughts and fears and wounds and hurts that support them anymore. And I've seen a lot of growth. I saw from many different angles of people, different groups of wanted healing and support. And there was a time when I actually was getting threats on my phone. Somebody actually used a computer voice. This is really wild. They used a computer voice and called and said, "Have you ever heard someone knocking at the door? And when you open the door, acid was thrown in your face." And I went nose to nose with fear. And I thought, well, you know, what does this mean? What does this mean? It means that somebody doesn't like my work and they don't understand the work and they're speaking from their wound. Now, I am my mother's daughter, there was a moment of, well, you know, bring it on, you know. And I had to, you know, de-escalate myself for a moment. But I'm not going to be bullied by people. That's part of my nature. But I also had to go deeper. I had to go to that place of victimization, of fear, of am I going to be dictated by this? How is my life going to change? That I was getting calls and calls about this because, you know, I'm going to support people to do whatever they need to do for their highest good. And for some people, it was change their jobs and uh-huh. maybe that they weren't best suited for the police force. And for others, it was to do a better job or to find better healing and do better work on the force, because I love them. I love that they're willing to get out there and protect and serve everybody, okay? And then there were other people on the other extreme that, you know, I believe and support freedom of speech. I believe and support the United States in this, and that people all have a right to speak. I don't like threats. I don't like cruelty. But there were a group of protesters that did not like me helping other protesters and support them to come to a place that they realized that what they were doing, the violent protesting, wasn't supporting them. And this is in St. Louis, Missouri. And sometimes I just thought, wow, this is kind of like Katrina. This is that moment of nose to nose. Okay, here's the facts. What are you going to do with this? What does this mean now? And so, uh-huh. I came to terms with some of my fear of speaking my truth. And, you know, there was a day and an age when I had to ask permission to breathe. There was a day and an age when I didn't want to upset anybody. And just like my mother's getting better, and we had that little moment, that little power struggle where she's always my mother. She's always large and in charge, honey. But there was that moment where I had to step up and say, you know, it's not best or wise that we go about it this way, because it's because I love you, I also want to protect you. And so that might not be the best choice. And of course, she didn't really go for that, because she's used to, you know, defining what is needed and following through on that. She was suddenly kind of petulant and said, well, I think that'll upset me and I'll be angry at you. And I said, you know, Mama, I'm okay with that. And she looked at me and I said, I am so okay with you being upset at me, because I believe that my love, our love for each other and our relationship, we're going to come out on the other side of this. And if you need to sit down on the ground, because that was her threat, well, I'm just going to sit down. And I was like, I'll sit with you. I'll sit with you. And then suddenly she realized the absurdity of it, because she gets to Z, you know that ABC song? Well, she gets to Z really quick. And she suddenly got very kettish and childlike, and she said something sweet and funny. And then we just moved on, because I was able to be present with her and okay with her being upset at me and not be reactionary and not flip out of, oh, no, you know, somebody's upset at me. And
right.
I think when we think about people in our past, or when I do, I can see old patterns of how there were all these hoops, and by golly, some people had me timed and coordinated. They knew just where to put that hoop, and I just knew how to just jump through that hoop.
You and, certainly did. That's big.
Yeah, and slowly I just started realizing that, you know, my trauma and my emotions, I got more grounded, and I just stopped being so reactionary to it. Now, granted, there's a time and a space where my humanity rises up in me, but hey, I want to ask you how we're doing on time.
We have about 13 minutes left. You can share whatever you'd like to share, and then we'll just end the show.
Well, if you have any questions, I'd like to ask me. I'm noticing, and go ahead and do that at any point, but, you know, I'm down here in Gulfport, Mississippi, and I've been going to the water a lot, and my girlfriends know that I go to the water whenever I can and have my morning coffee and watch the water, and I love it. I love being on the water, and a friend of mine texted me right before I got on the show and said, oh, there are dolphins swimming by. And I was all excited. I wanted to know where they were, what they were doing. My mom and I were talking, and I used the term fun factor. And we were talking about balance, and we were talking about, well, what's fun? And then she's like, well, you know, I've never lived my life based on doing things that were fun. I said, well, I get that. I get that, because she, you know, she led men across the desert in war, and she's a pretty intrepid person. I said, okay, well, let's reestablish a different phrase or a word or something that hits home with her. And she loves reading, and I thought, well, I'm going to take her to a pedicure. Well, I have you now. She loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I
Good.
Took her by the water. I took her by the water, and she's not ready to go sailing yet, but a girlfriend of mine and I were talking about the next stage of taking her sailing and just, you know, bringing life to her and her to life. And I just want to end today with, you know, we have a responsibility for our own joy, and to protect our peace, and to create that balance. Because we can be a reactionist and respond and react to whatever's going on around us. What things don't change when everything else does? And while there's such great change going on in my life, and in St. Louis and on the coast, I go to the water, I have my coffee. It's one of my little sweet vices that every day after the aftermath of, or during the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, I chose that I would find a way, heck or high water, that I'd have a cup of coffee in the morning. And I would get a can of Milna or whatever. Somehow something would come my way. And I remember the first day, you know, making it. And it became such a ceremony. And that's what I want to leave you all with, is what are your ceremonies of reverence to joy, to peace, to love, to hugging. You know, for me, you know, I had a chance to hug more on this trip, and just to hold people, to hold my mother, to hold space with people who I love and who love me, to literally hug longer, deeper, and to allow that which needs to change and to shift to do so. And so I'm just going to send a hug to you all and be very present with it. How are we doing?
That's really good. I'm glad you got to do that. Well, we have about 9 minutes left, and I'm really glad that you got to have some really awesome, amazing experiences. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I've had an opportunity. Whenever you travel, there's always a chance to eat crummy food on the road. And one of the people that interned in my practice, she knew because she's a friend, you know, and she said, listen, I'm putting together a cooler for you. And my sister put together a beautiful little basket. And I thought, and I'm working on a book called Standing Among Women. And, you know, my women friends that are very dear to me, Araceli and Deborah and Stacy and Shannon and my dear sister Ruth and you and so many other people, so many other women and men friends have reached out to me during this time just to send love and support. And I just really want to thank you because I, you know, receiving love and support is a growing thing. And I'm really excited about getting better at it. And I know I'm missing somebody's name. And, oh, Katie Mack, she made my cooler for me. I got to eat really good food. And last night somebody made bluefish that they caught and stir fry. And this morning my dear friend, I saw her in the kitchen. And she's, you know, she is French. And she's frothing up the cream from my cafe au lait and making a coffee cake from scratch. And I'm thinking, I am so blessed. And so I just, you know, want to remind you all, go in the direction of ease. Love big. Hug as much as you can. And I love you. And there it is. There you have it. And that's what I got.
All right, Robin. Well, thank you for coming on the show. We're going to end now. It's been a pleasure having you, and we'll have you again.
Wonderful. And if anybody wants to find me, you can find me at paxecho@aol.com. That's St. Paul, A as in apple, X as in x-ray, echo@aol.com. All right.
And thank you.
See you, man.
Everybody have a blessed day. Blessings. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, and I love Bethany's new song.
Thank you so much. We have so many of those. We have about 5 over on YouTube that you can go check out.
Just type in
Bethany Caudell, Mind with Teeth. She's got music all over the place, and you can type in her name. She's been doing a lot of benefits and things in St. Louis. She just finished a benefit September 2nd for a cancer benefit. It was really wonderful. We had some great people out there, great supportive women, you know, just great people in St. Louis, just lots of healers, lots of good times, just like yourself. You know, you're just amazing, and I love having you, and I can't wait to have you back again. Thank you so much for coming on. You have a wonderful day. Everybody, you've been listening to WGGM Radio. That was my buddy Robin. Next week, we will have Ace and Knight on, and we're going to bring Robin back, too. She's just such an amazing lady, and we will see you next time. We're going to end with Bethany Caudell singing Old Time Rock and Roll. Have a great day, everybody.
Just take those old records off the shelf. Like that whole time of rock and roll. start playing those on the rock and roll. Call me a relic, call me what you will. Say I'm old fashioned, say I'm over the hill. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll. Still like that old time rock and roll. Kind of music just soothes the soul. I reminisce about the day.
What do I smell?
Ooh, do you like that? It's a new aromatherapy.
Never lie. Which one is more human? There's a thought, now you decide.